Good evening. If you would please turn to Matthew chapter 13. Going to be starting in verse 1, and it is the parable of the sower. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. And great crowds gathered among him, so that he got into a boat and sat down. And the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, A sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell along the path. Birds came and devoured them. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and immediately sprang up, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched. And since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. And lastly, other seeds fell on good soil, and they produced grain, some hundredfold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears, let them hear. I'm going to be talking about the parable of the sower. And I like to start out by looking deeper into the parable and dissecting the word sower specifically. And we ask, what is a sower? In this parable specifically mentions somebody spreading seeds, planting seeds, a farmer maybe. Literally, a sower is a seed planter. Spiritually, this story talks about how we can spread the gospel, how we can spread God's word to everybody among us. The thing we need to understand is that seeds may go everywhere. We talk to many friends, many family, large crowds. Our words may be reflected in different ways among different people. This parable explains the different places the seeds can land, which in turn is essentially meaning the way people will receive Christ and the way they will receive the word of the Lord. I'm going to explain four types that are later explained. If you follow along into verse 19, the first type of soil that I was explaining in the parable was the seeds that fell along the path, the birds devoured them. In verse 19 it says, When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is what was sown along the path. And if we apply that to life and to our peers, seeds that have been spread among the path are our efforts to spread the word of God, taken through others in our lives, but not fully taken in. An example is if you are talking to somebody at lunch, over lunch break, and you're speaking about Jesus and you're talking about the Lord and the great things that Jesus has for us, and that person goes home that next day or that day and forgets completely about your conversation, does not absorb what you've told them, those are seeds that have fallen among the path. They don't have any root. They don't sprout. Looking at the second example in verse 20, it says, As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy, yet has no root in himself, but endures for a while. But when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately falls away. This is another common one. You hear a lot of stories about people who love God and who love the Lord, and tragedy strikes and something may happen. Just a hypothetical example, if a loved one has to go to the hospital for any reason, some people will pray and pray and pray, and sometimes the Lord's answer is no, and they take that as anger, and they take that as, and they don't take it well, and they fall and they lose faith. that is an example of they immediately receive it with joy. They love what they hear, and they love having Christ in their life. But because they don't have deep roots, they don't have deep faith, when something happens, they fall away. The third example is the seed that falls among the thorns and is choked. In verse 22 it reads, "As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but cares of the world and of the deceitfulness of riches that choke the world, that choke the word, and proves it unfruitful." This is another really common one that we see, especially now in everyday life. We've got multimillionaires, we've got billionaires even, we've got famous athletes, famous musicians that are so focused and driven on money and the things of this world that they lose faith and they lose what is really important, which is not this world, but the next. When a seed is sown among thorns, they choke it. They do not let it grow. The thorns being the sins of the world, the specific things that would bring us down for being focused on them and not understanding what our priority is. The last example is the best, and it is the seed that falls on good soil, the seed that prospers. And it reads in verse 23, "As for what was sown on good soil, this is one who hears the word and understands it. He indeed bears fruit and yields, in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. This is the example of your neighbor, your brother, that you talk to and you explain what God has done, the love that he has, the love that his son has. And your neighbor, your brother, takes in this word, loves it, nourishes it, cares for this word, lives by it, and it sprouts, some 100-fold, some 60. With these parables, they explain to us different examples of how our word, how our spreading of the gospel can be taken by different people. And as we spread the gospel, as we talk to family, friends, loved ones, we need to understand that there are some really, really important questions that we have to ask ourselves. This story is only important if you remember, this story is most important if you remember how it applies to our daily lives. And some questions to be reminded as you think of the story is, what kind of soil am I? I'm living my day-to-day life. Am I being devoured by birds? Am I taking the word in and planting this seed in my soul so that the Lord can be with me? Or you have to question, am I being deceived by the riches of the world? Am I living for this world instead of the next? Am I living to be powerful and wealthy on earth? Or am I living to be with God? Another question that is very important to us is, when talking about God's word, how will we help each type of soil? If we're spreading the word and we notice somebody might have that temptation to sin because of riches or because of not having a deep root, deep faith, we need to use that, and we can ask ourselves, how can we help each other to ensure that our Lord and that his son have been sown into our heart on good soil? How can we continue to have these seeds prosper and make sure that when we help others, that's the example that we're setting? The final question that I'm going to ask, and I think this is most importantly, is when is the right time to sow? You might, a crop of sweet corn can be planted two times a year, two seasons. When is the right time to sow? And that answer is every day, all day. When you're talking with your friends, your family members, your coworkers, schoolmates, when is the right time to sow? And that's every day. Thank you.